Hello, my name is Marcus. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey, sir, is quick and confidential, and I assure this is not a sales call. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
And are you Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Puerto Rican? And what is your race? Are you white? You mean black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma, high school graduate diploma, or associates? Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, sir, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that it just has some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. How much power do you think your vote has from 0 to 10?
Sorry, what was the lowest one?
Zero will be no power at all.
So 4. I give it 4.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very warm and favorable. Toward them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that as well. I'm going to start with the name of the Democratic Party. How do you rate the Democratic Party from 0 to 10?
Seven.
And what about Kamala Harris? How do you rate Kamala Harris?
Seven.
Okay, and what about Senator Bob Casey Jr.? How do you rate him from 0 to 10?
7.
And Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
0.
What about the Republican Party in plural from 0 to 10?
1.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10?
4.
And Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
6.
Go ahead and note that down. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? For Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Joe Biden.
And like I mentioned to you, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidates?
Democratic.
And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read you two statements. Statement A reads, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And statement B reads, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.